October is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're chatting to a whole bunch of incredible guests over the course of the month and having some real conversations, and we're very happy to be joined today. Reinhard Slabbert, welcome to the studio.
Baie dankie, is 'n groot voorreg en is iets waaroor ek nou vrylik praat en dis depressie, so dankie dat julle my genooi het.
It's an absolute pleasure. How are you?
I'm not doing so well at the moment. It's interesting that we're doing it right now. I just came out of Akesa clinic and I was there for a week and a half because of a burnout and really bad depression. I've been diagnosed with clinical depression and ADD, and that's only for the last 2 years that I know this information. And I just came to a point beginning of October or end of September where I'm just like, I'm not coping at all. For the first time I'm putting up my hand and even told my mom, like, yeah, I need you. This is it. And somebody called her behind my back. So, het die vriende het saamgestaan en daar is 'n plek soos Akeso waar jy kan gaan en gaan vir hulp, waar jy elke dag in 'n sielkundige en 'n psigiater sien. So, ek is nou uit. Dis nou 2 weke van dat ek uit is. And I'm definitely doing better. They definitely got me on a cocktail where my emotions are not all over the show and I'm not having any meltdowns. So, I'm calm so I can deal with things. So, I'm still doing therapy. Today I woke up because I'm taking it day by day. Vandag het ek wakker geword en dit was net soos, vandag is net 'n shitty dag. Ek weet nie hoekom nie, niks het gebeur nie, niks is fout nie, ja. Maar ek is net, dit is my moeilike dag. Maar ek weet ook nou dat ek net deur vandag kom, môre gaan anders lyk. Ja.
Ons het, ons sit nou hier en gesels met jou, maar daar was 'n tyd waar ons dalk nie hierdie gesprek sou kon hê nie.
O nee.
Because you weren't planning to be around for very long. Right?
Dit is moeilik geweest om hier oor te praat. Eerstens praat jy nou oor depressie self. Mm. Ja, there is still such a stigma connected to it. And that's one of the reasons why when you called, I said, yes, please can I talk about it? Because I have been through this and I am done with stigmas. Let's all talk about it. The funniest thing is, wanneer jy daar oor praat, dan sê iemand, o, maar ek het 'n tannie, of ek was ook al in die kliniek. O, ek het ook depressie. O, ek het ook ADD. Dit is snaaks hoeveel mense al gediagnoseer is, baie van hulle vat nie enige medikasie daarvoor nie en sukkel net nog steeds en baie mense praat net nie daaroor nie. En ek dink op 'n stadium, omdat jy sal ook weet, jy wat 'n presenter was en op TV gereeld is, dat mens seker goed wil weerhou from the audience so that it looks like you've got this Instagram life and everything is so cool. And don't get me wrong, I have the best life out there. I don't think anyone has experienced the great amazing things I've experienced in my 43 years of living on this earth. But what you didn't know was that I sometimes didn't get out of bed. Dit kan dalk, omdat ek in TV is, kan jy soms vir 3, 4, 5 dae in die bed bly en niemand weet daarvan nie, want my ouers en my familie is nie hier nie and my friends all busy and it's easy to work around, like, no, I can't join you for a drink or I can't come here because I am busy with a shoot, and then nobody asks questions because, oh, Reinhard's doing a shoot. So, daar was 'n tyd wat ek glad nie daaroor gepraat het nie, maar ook omdat ek ook nie geweet het hoe om daaroor te praat nie, want ek het nie geweet dat ek I'm, one, clinically depressed, not just depressed or having a depressive episode, and that I've got ADD, and that information changed my life.
I was going to ask that question. Having had some time at an institution and having spoken to a couple of people, if you look back on your life now, does this information help make sense of times in the past?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one cannot help but to go back, om terug te dink aan daai tyd, of toe ek uitgemaak het met daai verhouding, of toe ek deur dit gegaan het, of toe ek daai meltdown gehad het. Now I've got language. Now I understand things. So it's easier for me now to say, just get through tonight. You are having a meltdown. You start seeing the triggers and that it makes it, you still have to go through these emotions, but it definitely, it maakt het verseker makkeliker. Absoluut.
Can I ask you about the triggers?
Yes.
And what do the episodes feel like to you? What does the depression feel like to you?
Okay, I'll speak to you about depression first. My depression, being diagnosed with an illness, and we have to talk about that it's an illness.
Yeah.
So when you've got diabetes, dan gaan jy dokter toe en jy kry pil daarvoor. My brain is bietjie gebreek of hy het nie genoeg juices nie, so ek het maar medikasie nodig. Ek is al vir die laaste 10 jaar op medikasie en my depressie is, I just want to sleep. sleep as much as possible. I have no drive. I only do what I have to do. I recluse. That is the biggest thing. I recluse. And that is, I mean, we all speak about community these days, that community, family is so important that en ek het dit nie gehad nie. I do. I have a good, a strong support system, but I live alone. So people don't know when I go through it. So I recluse. That's what I do. ADD is something that I was diagnosed 2 years ago, and it really changed my life. And I also want to, ek wil graag julle attent maak daarop. Baie mense sê, well, almal is deesdae ADHD. And it's, please do not say that. Mm. Don't ever say that again. If you were that guy or girl, don't say that, because only about 5% of people have ADHD, ADD. And mine is not the hyperactive. Oh, goodness. Jy doen die CrossFit en daai goed. Ek is nie mal daaroor om besig te wees nie. It's my brain. My brain is hyper. And it runs at 200 kilometers an hour. When I wake up in the morning, there's a song playing. There's a few tabs open and I'm really thinking about a few things. Then I only reach the toilet. That's how busy my brain is. Mm. So, but was die vraag? Oh, how do I experience that?
Yeah.
With ADD, now I know. Something that comes with ADD, ADHD, is rejection sensitivity. En die tye wat ek 'n meltdown gehad het of regtig dit verloor het, was as ek gevoel het ek word reject. So nou weet ek, en nou weet ek ook, dit gaan nie vir maande dan aan nie, dit is baie kortstondig. So just get through tonight. You're having a meltdown because you were rejected by something. And it is something that comes with ADD and ADHD, is that sensitivity to rejection. So, and that can be anything. I mean, I see a photo on Instagram waar ek nie genooi is na braai toe nie. Ek is dadelik getrigger en I go into a rage and in my head, and I don't want to see anyone. I would want to abuse alcohol or marijuana or just to quiet my mind because I wasn't invited. Jou hele lewe is gegooid. Voel asof niks sin maak nie, asof jy nog net altyd alles opgeneek het, en jy voel of you're not worth anything, and you cannot maintain a relationship, and you're not good at your job. That's why you're not in, I was just narrating what's going on in my mind sometimes. So yeah,
I wanted to ask you, because I've known you for almost 20 years, and we met because we started working on the same TV show, and I was diagnosed with postpartum depression after Fallon was born, and then it never went away. So I'm also on medication, but when that diagnosis came, I could swear daarteen beklei, want my persoonlikheid is my werk. So as ek nou op 'n medikasie gaan wees wat my soos 'n zombie gemaak, gaan ek niks werk kry nie, dan gaan ek selfs meer depress wees want ek het nie geld nie, ek het nie. So did you have that kind of shame around having a clinical depression diagnosis, but now I must take meds, I can't tell anyone because no one's going to hire me because everyone's going to think I'm unreliable, like that kind of stigma that comes with being medicated?
Yes, see, Rosie, all of the above. Ek het precies gevoel soos jy, alles wat jy nou daar verduidelik het. En ook, I remember, that's before I knew I was clinically depressed, diagnosed as being clinically depressed. I went to one of my friends who was a surgeon, and I went there because my doctor prescribed me an antidepressant, and it was the worst day ever, want ek kan nie cope met lewe nie. Ek is een van die mense wat nou pille gaan moet vat om te cope met lewe, en dit was vir my so erg, and luckily he was very sensible, and he just sat me down and he used that diabetes thing that I spoke about earlier on. Why? And it says, do you know I've got a diabetes? I was like, no, you never told me. He's like, yeah, I was diagnosed and I take a pill because and that part of my body, I'm a little bit broken. Yours is your mind, so let's fix it. They're going to buy a better life. En dit het binne 2 weke, want dis hoe dit gewoonlik hoe lank dit vat for meds to go into your system and you actually feel something. I just like, I had such a way better life. Ek het lewe net baie meer geniet, want daar's nou iets wat net daai edge afhaal. But I didn't know I was clinically depressed then. That was just depression. So I still went on and I didn't understand why I was so struggling with life. It's like, is everyone struggling with life so badly? En dan begin jy so rondkyk en dan dink jy, nee, jy is maar die enigste een wat soms in jou so lui is. And that's the one thing that it comes with. It's like, why are you so lazy? Because why aren't you just do something? Why don't you just get get out of bed and go.
It's amazing how good your brain is at spiraling on itself, you know? And one of those things you said was once you started talking about it, other people start talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because I've dealt with this in my family, with family members, you know, and we've sort of talked about it, I don't know, as long, far back as I can remember.
Mm.
Family members with depression and taking medication and so on has been a fairly normal thing to me. So I find it very difficult as to why people struggle to talk about it. Hoe voel jy as mense vir jou vra wat gaan aan? Oh nee, ek wil nie daaroor praat nie. You know, it's sort of a keep it at a distance and no one wants to engage with it. And you sort of end up thinking to yourself like, guys, can we just have a real conversation?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I want to tell everyone that's willing to listen now. Maar soos Rosie gesê het, veral ek wat in TV was, jy wil nie oorkom as iemand wat sukkel nie, want dan gaan hulle my miskien nie boek nie, want is Reinhard dalk weer 'n bietjie laag, like rather book the other presenter, kom ons kom nie vir die movie nie. So jy hou hierdie baie baie under wraps. So for me it was literally equals money. It's so like people on, should not know about this. My friends can know, but I don't want to speak openly about it because I'm going to be that undependable guy. And I didn't want to swear. But what is actually funny is on both sides of my family, there's depression. Almost, omtrent almal. So ek verstaan nie hoekom dit nog steeds vir my so moeilik was nie, maar ek kom om uit Afrikaanse familie, ons praat nie baie oor die moeilike dinge nie.
Yeah.
So is dit gaan goed. It's always just going well. And the first thing that they ask you when you go for therapy or you see a psychiatrist is there depression in your family? So it is, die kanse dat jy depressie of ADD of een of ander mental illness gaan hê, as jou ma of pa of broer dit het, is by omtrent die by die 3/4 dat jy dit ook dalk gaan hê. We're talking that high of a statistic. So, yeah.
When you spoke to Netwerk 24 about the reason that you left the TV show that you've been on for so long, dit was asof 'n bom ontplof het. Because you didn't say, ek gaan nie die volgende seisoen doen nie, ek gaan nou weg om ander goed, I'm leaving because I'm burnt out and I'm struggling.
Mm.
Ek gaan weg vir my eie emosionele welstand.
Yes.
Dit het seker baie geverg uit jou uit om dit so in die openbaar te kan sê, it's imprint there now forever.
I think I am just over not speaking the truth. I couldn't do it anymore. Maybe because I'm just so tired and burned out that like I cannot do small talk. Ek gaan nou vir julle die waarheid vertel. So toe hy vir my vrou, hoekom waai jy? Toe het ek die waarheid gesê. Ek gaan niemand onder die bus gooi nie, ek is nie kwaad nie. Ek is soms kwaad oor die industrie wat onsself in sulke moeilike situasies plaas. En mens word nie eintlik vergoed daarvoor deur hoeveel jy gee en hoeveel keer jy baie keer eintlik nie moes gaan werk het, want jou mental health het so daaronder gelei, maar jy sê niks nie. So that's a very hard industry to be in, to have a mental health issue, and there's a lot of us because we do tend to get the more emotional people in this industry.
Ja.
So dit is moeilik. Wat was jou vraag weer, Rosie?
Dit was, hoe voel dit dat dit nou in swart en wit was en almal kon dit nou sien? When you could have just given the PR answer,
yes,
right?
Ek het net gedog vir een keer gaan ek nie die PR antwoord gee nie. Let's tell the truth. And you know what? Because of that, two people contacted me who said they're at the wit's end of their tether, that they cannot do life anymore. And I mean, I'm not giving any advice. I'm not a doctor here. And this is, I'm only telling my story. And but what I could do is like, okay, one, do you have a medical aid? And we can talk about that later. And two, where do you live? Go and see your GP as soon as possible. If you feel like you really can't do it, here's the number for the suicide line. Maar daai mens het ook by 'n tipe akeso opgeëindig, and they got the help they needed. They were misdiagnosed, both of them, for years. And now they can have a good family life again. They let me know, my laat weet het, hoe goed het gegaan het en die medikasie wat hulle is. So, dankie toch het ek daarover begin praat. Ander mense se lewens, ek het dit nie verander nie, maar net die informatie wat ek nou weet, just because I went through it. And my best friend, Alta, is sitting outside of the studio, and she's the one that got me help almost every time. She's just that friend that says, can I make the appointment, because that is the hardest thing for somebody with depression and ADD is to make that appointment. Mm. Yeah, you always feel better when you do it, but I don't know why. It's just so big, and you don't always know, is the medical aid going to cover it? So I'd rather not go there. Let's just get through the night. And then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and then poof, you can't anymore.
Yeah. You're talking about your time at Akesa. For people who don't know, what is it like when you go to one of these places? What happens? What do they do? Who is it there?
First of all, I just want to give a huge shout out to Akeso Boskrein Crescent Clinic. Just when you sign in, the people are just so sweet and so nice. The doctors, the staff, the nurses, everyone, the people at the dispensary, I think they know they're working with people that can't anymore. And you get checked in, you get your bloods taken, go for a physical, and then you get assigned a psychiatrist, psychologist, and then they do evaluation of what course you need to go through. So when you are there for drugs or alcohol misbruik, dan gaan jy op, dan hulle is daar gewoonlik vir 21 dae en daar hulle het nogal baie restrictions. Because I booked in myself, I could leave with consulting my psychiatrist whenever I want to, but it's just getting into the routine, you know, and eating healthy. So as 3 etes a dag, you see your psychiatrist and psychologist every day, and it's all inclusive of your medical aid. So when you go and see it as outpatients, you know, that can easily be $1,000 to $2,000 rand a pop. So when you get, what you don't know, binnen is word alles ingesluit. And you also get classes, you know, with doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, you know, about certain things and stress and depression and how you can handle it. And just to be with people that is also going through the same thing as you, that's just so easy to talk about it. And the more you talk about it, the makkelijker raakt it. And there's also art classes. I'm quite a good painter. Who knew? Who knew? That was lekker. But it's, I've got to say, when I booked in, I think it was just a relief of now, I gave my phone away, and it's like, I can now just, I don't have to do life for a second. And I just started bawling, like crying. And the nurse came up to me and was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I think I'm just relieved. That she's like, can I give you a hug? That's the people in the clinic, you know, and they always, there's like, always come up and ask you, you know, are you right? You know, what can we do for you? So it's just pressing pause. It's just putting yourself in that bubble. And for once, a bubble is okay. Sometimes we need a bubble. And to be in there and get the help and work out a plan. And you're also there under observation. So when your psychiatrist change your meds, you are there and it's safe and there's doctors all around you, because it takes a week or two for the meds to om te reguleer in jou bloedstroom. So yeah, that is it is interesting and wonderful, and the staff made it amazing, and I'm so glad. I almost want to say it saved my life. Ek sien weer kans om lewe te doen deur daai pause te gevat het. En mens is amper bang as jy eers daar binne is om weer uit te gaan, because now you do have to do that responsibilities again, and will I cope? Will I have another meltdown? And I actually wanted to stay a couple of days more, but because I am doing so many voiceovers and oorklank and dubbing, that's what I'm doing full-time almost at the moment. I needed to finish it because I needed the money, and this group of people that I worked with was so amazing to me that I don't want to let them down. So I did a bit of outpatient and work clunking in between. And then she's just like, no, it's too much stress on you. Go home. And then we'll just do outpatient. Maar ja, dit was my weer sleg om weer een keer te moes. In my moeilijkste tijd kies ek liever een product boe myself.
Ja.
En maar ek wil hierdie laatste goeikies klaarmaak, want ek is nie daarvoor betaal nie. Wel nog nie. Jy weet, so dis geld is altyd die issue om ook nog te kry. Jy weet, mens moet altyd fight vir geld, and that's one of the other triggers that gets to me. It's like, you have to do the work, you have to be there on time, you have to deliver, but they can take their merry time paying you. So dit is ook my moeilik. En maar ja, I want to wrap things up, because I want to go to Cape Town, I want to get wil gezond word. Ek kies myself vir die eerste keer bo geld, above status, above work. I don't know what's going to happen,
But luckily, I do have supportive mom and brother that I'm going to stay in my brother's cottage down in Cape Town. So I can have a moment where I'm just like, wie is jy rarig? What is for jou goed? What is good for you? What is going to make you happy? And it's not all about happiness. It's finding that joy. But I need to get it. It's not being a being a celebrity. It's not racing. You know, Joburg is a extreme sport. So I know I always work here, but for now I've got to support a family. Ek wil net gesond word. I want to get a dog and go and walk on a beach. Oh. And yeah, the money will come. It will flow.
Yeah, because that's always kind of the practicality of this industry is you need to take the time to get better. But in that time, you're sitting and stressing, oh, I missed this gig, I missed that gig, so I'm not going to get paid for that. Do you worry that now that you've got your diagnosis, you're on the right path in terms of recognizing your triggers and educating yourself, do you worry that people are going to think you're not fun anymore?
It's funny that you ask because I did think that. And you always, people always like, are you okay? Are you going to do something stupid? I'm like, why did you go there? Because of the stigma of Robin Williams. And I can do a few more examples of people that actually committed suicide because, you know, and those are always the funny people. But I think the being fun and that sometimes comes with depression and ADD because you are so intuitive and you feel and see the pain around you. So you always go to those people and trying to make their day better. And that is a way of masking. I'm masking because I maybe do not have the capacity to talk to you, but I'm seeing your pain. My friends know me as the fun one. And when I let people know, like, I'm going to a clinic, they're like, you of all people. En dit was my so snaaks. Ek sê, maar ek praat dan met julle openlik oor depressie. Hoe het jy nie gedink ek gaan nie struikel of op storm tot hierdie punt kom nie? And another thing that I want to touch on is that I'm going to end up here again where I maybe have to go to a CASA. I'm not negative. Dis nie wat ek oor myself uitspreek nie. Dis net, dit is die realiteit. As jy klinies depressief is en ADD, you're gonna melt down somewhere along the line again. But then you know what to do, where to go, you know, where you need to tap in.
Yeah.
That's okay then. If you have to go again, then that's okay. Mm. Ek weet vir 'n feit, nee, we're gonna have this conversation on the radio. We are going to put this conversation out as a podcast. I'm gonna talk about chatting to all of the guests we've had on in the course of Safe Space. And I know for a fact that I'm going to get WhatsApps in from women saying, my husband needs something, my brother needs something, they don't want to talk about it. And I'm going to get messages in from men going, why are you having these soppy conversations? What's wrong with you? Suck it up. Toughen up. I don't want to hear this wimpy behavior. Hoekom is ons so?
Yo.
Hou op aandag soek, Reinhard.
Oh, ja.
Jy weet, it's funny.
Ek weet het gaan gebeur.
Absoluut. Ja, vir 'n feit.
But ek het dadelijk ja gesê toe jylle my vraag met te doen. En toe sê ek soos, hoe gaan ek hierdie aanpak so dat mense nie dink, ach, hy soek nou weer aandag. Hy het sy werk gelos, hy maak nou groot. Ek kry nou soveel media daaruit as wat hy moontlik kan. En toe sê ek net vir oomlik soos, ach, gee rarig om. Nee, jy doen nie. So nee, jy wil daaroor praat. En dit is die punt wat ek nou wil maak, of die vraag wat jy nou gevra het oor mans. Joch, dit is moeilik. Dit is bitter moeilik om daaroor te praat. Meeste mans wil nie eers na die dokter toe gaan as hulle siekte het, fysische siekte het nie. Hulle probeer het vermy, soveel wat hulle kan. Nou, hoe kry die vrou of meisie of iemand nog, of geliefde jou man of partner om te gaan? En, maar ek probeer altyd net soos, gaan sien net jou dokter. Gaan praat net met jou dokter. Want ek gee nie raad hier nie, ek sê weer eens, ek is nie 'n professionele dokter op persoon nie. Gaan praat met jou GP en hy sal jou of haar verwys na die persoon toe waar jy moet gaan. Jy weet, en hulle sal gewoonlik ook vir jou sê om liever iemand te gaan sien, maar as jy net die persoon op daai punt kan kry, dat hulle net hulle dokter kan gaan sien en net sien, okay, jy moet jou dokter sien voordat jy kan gaan vir 'n sielkundige of 'n psigiater, want jy moet verwys word, anders gaan die medies nie betaal nie. Ja, I actually don't know how I
don't either.
Yeah.
And I have this conversation with guests and myself every single year because every year we get the same messages in. And I think it's just the best I've got is if you don't understand, you don't understand. And just like Dingwitje said, dis 'n siekte. Yeah. And if you can wrap your head around that, you know, I don't know anyone who goes, I'm too good for a cold. I'm too good for flu. You know,
Everyone, precies.
Mense doen dit en hulle doen die ding. And I think it's that separation of this isn't a disease or something that's physically wrong with my body. Want jy weet, was depression, wat jy het gesê, the juices are out of whack.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
As jy dit verstaan, en jy verstaan hoe werk het, mm. then you can understand that this is something that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we need to talk, dalk bietjie meer technisch daarover praat, dan sal mans miskien ook meer luister. Soos ek wat nie ADHD is, en ADHD, daar is een verskil, wat ons nie nou daarover gaan praat nie, maar die, in my frontale lob, waar die goed, jy staan op, nou gaan jy doen jy dit, jy gaan werk, en al die ding, wat die high hubs toe het gee, ek het een min dopamine in die ochende. So, that's why I sometimes feel so low, and I don't want to get out of bed, and I can stay there, because nothing gets me out of bed, nothing gets me excited. Mm. So, I am now under medication that's that just feeds that frontal lobe, that juices that's out of whack there, so that can just up my I don't know what it is, you know, just to give you that hups to it in the ochend, and yeah. so on. Because now that I'm on medication, I cannot stay in bed anymore. I'm like, ek moet iets gaan doen,
yeah.
Ek wil nie nou lê en weer gaan slaap nie. So, that's what medication can do for you. It can give you such a better quality life. En, jy sê, ek wens mans wil meer daarover praat en so aan. So, miskien is dit net goed dat ons net daarover praat.
Ja.
En het probeer verduidelik. En, but it's a, for me it's a way of life.
Mm.
Ek moes fine wees daarmee. That I have depression, that I have this. And it's not giving over and living according to these abbreviations. I had a big fight with my mom because she said, I love you with all your abbreviations. Like, don't say that. Don't say that. It is, moenie grap maak daaroor nie, want dit is my baie belangrik, dit affekteer my lewe en dit is baie moeilik. Hoe my kop werk is baie moeilik en my lewe is soms so intens dat ek nie kan cope nie. Nie almal is so nie. Dis soos nie almal dink in prentjies nie. Party mense dink nie in prentjies nie. Ek het dit nou daag gehoor en het my uitgefreak. I thought everyone so we are different and our brains are different and it's an illness. It is not just a thing. Sometimes rits dinge kan gebeur en dit kan 'n depressie veroorsaak. But when you diagnose with me that it's an illness, you're I want you to go to a doctor. I want you to have therapy. Jy moet gaan. Dit beteken net so baie. En as dit vir jou 'n issue is, hoef niemand te weet vir in die begin nie.
Mm.
Want ek weet hoe moeilik dit was om amper soos om, ek amper sê, it's like when I came out as being depressed and ADD. Because it is such a big thing in your head. And once you realize that, no, there's help. There is medication. En ek sê nie almal moet op pille gaan nie. I'm not saying everyone is depressed. Everyone het, no. Nie allemaal moet op hulle gaan nie, but if you're that candidate, you can have such a better quality life, and it can actually save your life, or your marriage, or whatever.
Do you know what actually makes me so angry about the conversation around mental health and finding help if you need to, is that the same people who will be like, ach, jy soek net aandag, as jy iets dan doen, and we lose a Reinhardt, or we lose a Robin Williams, or we lose someone who's actually lost their battle with mental health. Mm. Those are the first people to say, ach, dis nou so jammer dat die persoon nie meer hier by ons is nie. But there was nothing done in terms of being empathetic and in terms of actually reaching out and being a positive force for this person instead of trying to put them down. It's that aandag soekery thing that keeps people in their little bubble, that keeps Reinhardt in his house for 5 days, cannot get out of bed, and I'm not telling anyone, because I'm ashamed van mense gaan my sê, ek soek aandag.
Ja. That shame is it's a terrible thing. Yo, I wish we could let that go, because now I do therapy because of the shame that I felt all these years. And I want to be done with that. Ek wil klaar wees met dit. Wat was jou vraag, Rosie? Excuse, dis ook 'n ADHD ding, dat jy soms blank slaan.
Nee, ek sê net, dit maak my kwaad dat dieselfde mense so negatief is. As jy nou nie dalk a depressive episode would leave nie, and you decide to end it, those are the same people that are going to be like, oh, RIP, so sad that he could make it, so sad, whatever. Maar dit is dieselfde mense wat, as jy dan daaroor praat, in die openbaar, jy praat daaroor want jy soek aandag.
Ek wil eintlik sê, please do not have an opinion. if you don't know? I think that's the biggest thing. And we've got a lovely thing called Google. So if your loved one or partner are diagnosed now, let's say with ADHD, just go and Google it. It will change your life as well because you understand. Moet asseblief nie opinie hê nie. Moenie sê en daar's 'n plek vir gebed en al daai ding, maar moet nie vir mense sê ons gaan bid, jy moet net vir Jesus kry en ek probeer nou glad nie snaaks wees hierso en blasphemous wees nie. But some people do not need that at the moment. Please do not try to sort their stuff out. Don't go to them. Go to them with a meal. Listen. Don't say everything's going to be okay. Just listen. It's kind of cocked now, and it's okay. Just be there. And I think that's the things like, please, people, don't be opinionated if you do not understand or do not know. And go and find out. Go and find out before you have an opinion.
Luister, ek is baie bly jy is hier. En ek is baie dankbaar dat jy kom gesels het vandag. It's been wonderful to hear somebody able to, you know, reach out and look at this thing that's been troubling them for so long and go, I'm going to do something about it and learn about yourself in the process and discover how you can move on and how you can cope. It's a wonderful thing and I'm glad you've had time to do it.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's actually so liberating talking about it. It feels so normal and it should be. Dankie. And Rosie, dankie vir jou. It's so lekker om jou te sien. Ons het dan begin op Kwela, ons 20 jaar terug was ons we were presenters together and she was one of the first people I knew and got to know in the industry. So dis lekker om nou hier is ons nou praat ons openlik en eerlik.
We'll have these conversations more over the next 20 years. Meneer, ons waardeer vir jou tyd, baie dankie.
Baie dankie vir julle.